Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm ready. I mean, that's all I've been dreaming for. It was an opportunity to play in the National Football League, and they blessed me with it. So I'll make sure they get everything I've got.
Really no drama around number one last night with Cam Ward, man. It's the morning shift. Mike and Bo, Rusty hanging out with us, talking more NFL draft. Guys, Cam Ward, like, there was no excitement to that. I think he's one of those guys that steps in as an alpha in that locker room day one. It sounds to me like he's already been talking to half the players, FaceTiming on that roster, but nothing exciting there. The excitement came with the following
pick. I think it was kind of a statement from him. I would say kind of a plain outfit.
Yeah.
Very business-like approach, comes in. I think Mario Cristobal, I think what I heard is Tennessee – went to his high school. They went to all three schools.
Wow.
That they dug into him as far as they could, and they were very comfortable in taking him.
Yeah. I think it's Bo, there's no shock about it, but it felt, to Rusty's point, very businesslike. He stands up, kind of tugs on the suit jacket to make sure it's in place.
Like a men's warehouse kind of outfit looking.
He had that look on his face, Bo, like he was like, as if there was any doubt.
Already,
you already know
at least
what time
he didn't shop at the same place that Will Campbell did for his suit, because that was a terrible decision.
Can we talk about that for a second, man?
Rusty, I got to call you. Don't give Mario Cristobal any credit for Cam Ward. He don't deserve any credit for Cam Ward. I mean, he went and got the guy and put an offensive coordinator in and said, all right,
you know what it's like? He played in a golf scramble and he picked him up for that day.
He was a number one. I saw.
We need a one,
Rusty,
man.
I literally saw a Miami fan on Twitter the other day said, yeah, they say Mario Cristobal can't develop quarterbacks. And I said, dude, he didn't develop crap.
Yeah.
That's like Jalen Walker coming in here and having 15 sacks this year and somebody saying, look at Raheem Morris developing that pass right. I'm like, yeah, man.
It's so funny you say that, man. I had an argument with an LSU fan about something very similar. It's like LSU, they say LSU can't sign the big quarterback. I was like, they can't. When's the last time they signed one?
Yeah.
I can't even remember the last time LSU signed a quarterback that actually turned out to be good. I'm talking about out of high school. Now, I will say this before we move on because I want to get to the Travis Hunter trade. But I will say this. So much was made about Cam Ward, Rusty, and opting out of the second half of the bowl game and transferring twice and this, that, and the other. This is a new day and age in college football.
Did that hurt at all?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's
how
a
many
new day
commas did that hurt him last night?
Yeah.
Zero amount. I think the background part of it, look, man, I mean, I'm so old school, the thought of sitting out a half a bowl game, I can't even fathom that. But kids leave teams now, and their players repost it like, good luck, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
it's
totally
crazy.
Different world, man.
It's crazy.
Totally
you're
different world.
You're so spot on with that. Yep. I want to get to this cut. I talked at stake about this yesterday in Sandy, and I was like, if there's going to be any drama, it's going to straight up be Jacksonville moving out of that five slot, moving up and grabbing somebody. And Stake was like, well, who do you think it is, Abdul? I'm like, it has to be Travis Hunter from the simple fact that you got a 33-year-old GM.
Yeah.
And you've got Liam Cohen, who has already been looking goofy, saying Duval, but he wants to make a splash. Let me let you guys hear this cut from James Gladstone. Yeah, James Gladstone talking last night about them strategies.
I probably got some familiarity with the them picks sort of process. So for our fans, I'll tell you, don't be scared. This is something I'm uniquely positioned to navigate. We ended up bringing Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. And with that, he is somebody who is deserving of a first round draft pick as a wide receiver. And he is worthy of a first round draft pick as a corner. I certainly look forward to each of those elements showing themselves over the next few years while he's under his rookie contract, but yeah, we're excited about just getting him in the boat, so to speak.
Does everybody in Jacksonville sound creepy these days? I mean,
I was like, Dylan's playing the Liam Cohen cut, dang it.
That guy sounded creepy. You had Liam Cohen as president. Duval. I mean, You know what? I'm glad that Travis Hunter's down there to kind of class up the joint down there. Him and Trevor Lawrence can kind of set things right, Rusty.
Yeah, man. I got to thinking about it last night, kind of sitting there, and I'm like, man, I covered Trevor when he was in eighth grade, and then I covered Travis. The first time I ever met him was in the 10th grade. Two kids that were kind of, you know, elite skill set for their positions. Travis going there. I'm 52. The first thing I thought about when he got drafted and traded there was how much state tax he just saved.
I know, dude.
Is, you know?
You,
I'm
dude,
dead serious.
Trust me, I grew up in Florida, yes. And I've been in these situations, yes, where you've had friends that get a quote-unquote raise because they moved, yes, down to Florida or whatever it,
dude,
may be. There's,
do
there's
y'all
a
remember the year?
There's a reason Tom Brady landed in Tampa,
do
buddy.
Do you,
okay,
remember the year that Trevor went number one and the Jets won that last game and it cost them the pick?
Yeah.
Somebody told me that saved Trevor almost $8 million on that initial contract.
Yeah, it's, plus he didn't have to live in New Jersey. So
plus he didn't have to live in New Jersey. Saved. Yeah, yeah, man.
I will say this, too, before we move on. I want to talk about Shadur. I want to leave ourselves some time. But the Cleveland Browns GM putting out the cut that we played on this show and numerous other shows about him being a unicorn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, this kid's a unicorn. Can't, yeah, overlook it.
Yeah.
Just a special player. And you just know that this entire time his phone's,
dude,
buzzing, trying to trade back. I think Cleveland had a pretty good day. All right, let's Dylan, let's play the cut of Shadur Sanders and kind of an emotional evening for him.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, anything possible, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is, of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
It's interesting to me because Shadur has developed what I'm going to call a little bit of a cult following. Some people love the attitude, the brash, you know, how upfront. And he's just like his dad in that aspect. But look, man, it is what it is. There was a lot of people, you know, surrounding the whole. Remember, you go all the way back to the Colorado State game. We wouldn't shake quarterback's hand. Mm-hmm. There was people that wondered about his personality and would it knock him. In the end, I'm not sure it even was the personality. Yeah. You just started running out of situations. You had so many rookie quarterbacks selected last year, Bo, that you start looking at veterans, guys that have rookies.
There's only so many windows.
Right. The amount of teams that were going to take a Shadur Sanders in the first round just weren't that plentiful.
You know, the thing for me is it's almost like he plays in the wrong era. Me and Gordon, we're talking about this last night, our engineer. He's not overly mobile. His arm is average. Some people call him a system quarterback. I think the biggest issue for me is when people have tried what they've done, what they do with every player every year is they critique their strengths and their weaknesses. And whenever you critique Shadur Sanders' weakness, it's like you hate him because he's Deion's kid. And
yeah.
And that, and all you add that with the weakness of this class and the teams that needed it, I didn't think he was a fit in Pittsburgh strictly for the fact of what Arthur Smith wants to do with an offense. And
yep.
Now I just wonder if he even goes in the second round, Rusty. Where does he go? And that being said, what is the plan for him when he does? Is he going to go somewhere and not be happy if he's not the day one starter?
Somebody is meeting this morning going, we didn't think Shadur would be here. Now, what's working against him, too, as you guys haven't talked about, next year's quarterbacks draft is insane.
Yes.
It's insane. Like, it's nine deep. They're talking about, you know, Arch Manning, and you can talk about even, you know, Carson Beck, and you talk about all these guys. Dante Moore at Oregon expected to be a high pick. There's going to be so many quarterbacks there, so guys are going to be like, wait a minute. You know, are we going to take a second this year when we probably can get a quarterback next year in the second? But I think there's going to be somebody taking tonight in a second. I really do. I think somebody's going to think he's there. I'm going to take.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to go to the phone lines in just a second, but I will say this. You're sitting right now in a situation. I want to get both of you guys real quick take on this. New Orleans Saints are at 40.
Yep.
You got Cleveland, Houston, Tennessee's already got one. You got another Cleveland pick. Vegas, you know, is what it is. They already signed their quarterback. New England has their quarterback. Chicago has their quarterback.
It has to be Cleveland,
New
right?
Orleans sitting at 40, though.
Yeah.
Now, you know,
is what
I think?
Intrigues me.
No, I don't think he fits New Orleans either because Kellen Moore went from – he had Dak, a guy that could move.
He ran Dak a lot, too.
A guy that could move. And then he had Jalen Hurts. You know where I think he goes? Didn't the Rams just pick up an extra second-round pick? Because I could see him fitting with what they do.
Yeah, they picked it up from
us. The Falcons pick. Yeah.
I know. That was the point. Yes, thank you, guys. I know. But that's my point. Is I think L.A. would be with the Rams with Sean McVay. Problem is, he's going to sit for a couple years. And – you know, that camp talked a lot last year and this time last year after the draft about how Deion wouldn't let him go to certain places and everything. I just want to know how it sits if he gets drafted to a place where there's a real starter there and he is the heir apparent, like Penix we thought would be, but it's actually one that they stick to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to kind of follow that. All right, look, 404-726-0929. We'll try to get to your calls on the other side of the break before Fair Foul. We got one on the line right now, Dylan, that we can get to. I think Linda's on the line from Dunwoody. Linda, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing great, dear. I'm so excited.
What'd you make of the pick yesterday?
Let's Get Serious was my theme song, and we got serious. That's the word for this year, y'all. We are serious. We're here. We're serious. Keep saying it, and I'm telling you, we're going to snatch that Super Bowl. Because two things. We got interest from the SEC because of Georgia and Tennessee, and we are ready. Okay? Let's get serious. Let's bring it home, and I'm so excited. And everybody, please stop worrying about next year. We don't know what's going to happen next year. Forget the first round pack.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
we are in for it now.
Yeah. I said that last night on Twitter. Like, guys, I don't give a damn about the 2026 draft pick.
I can tell you who else don't is Terry Fondo.
Terry Fondo was playing with house money.
Terry Fondo's like, buddy, guess what? That's a problem for future.
You know what he said? Hey, I'll cut that grass later, dog. I'm not worried. That grass is a little thick right now. Hey, man, I'm not worried about that grass right now.
Yo.
That's
spot
Terry.
On, my friend.
Future Terry problems. You know, the other things, I heard someone, Rusty, Mike, tell me, they got ripped off with the trade value. Well, right now, the trade value had the Falcons got, that pick was worth $700, and that third was worth $96. That's $796. We don't know what that first next year will be. It's impossible to know. But the Falcons only gave up $443 in the picks that they switched with them. So, you know, they're going to lose slightly, but that pick could be way down. And that's based on the draft trade value that they have. So, you don't know. Don't worry about that crap.
You also are going to have a lot more money to play with next offseason. You can sign free agents. Oh, yeah. That's to keep that in mind.